There were unbelievable scenes yesterday at Mount Smart Stadium. 26,214 people for Tonga v the Kangaroos in Auckland. Who'd have thought that? The man who was there for the Daily Telegraph is Michael Carayannis. Been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Well, Mick, the game was a very good one. The atmosphere came through the television like never before. What was it like at the ground?
Oh, Jimmy, it was ridiculous. We got to the crowd of the game, it's probably 2 hours before kickoff, and the streets were flooded. They were red and white. They were dancing in the street. The Tongan flags were waving, and it was just incredible when the anthem was sung. The Australian anthem was sung as loud as the Tongan anthem because the Tongans were singing it. I've never seen anything like it. The players were surprised. They were driving to the team on a bus, and they were waving. All the Tongan fans were waving, and it was just a carnival-like atmosphere.
Yeah, it was an interesting quote from the Australian captain, Boyd Cordner, in your article this morning, and that is that, you know, usually when they're away in rep sides and you're talking about Suncorp here, it's a pretty hostile reception. Didn't seem to be the case for the Australian side last night.
No, not at all. And I think that's what surprised the players. They were anticipating that hostility, and Boyd Cordner said it's nothing that they've ever experienced before, just the respect, I guess, They were shown by the Tongan fans. I've covered, you know, games in PNG, and it was quite similar to that, I guess, where they just want a glimpse of their hero. That's what they got last night, and they got a good game to boot as well.
Tier 1 nation status, do you think, is a certainty, a given now after Tonga have played so well against England, New Zealand, and now Australia?
Well, definitely on the field. I think they're certainly worthy of that. They obviously beat the Kiwis, almost beat England, and pushed the Kangaroos as well. But it's off the field where the drama is in terms of trying to get the fund in and structures in place where they can be feasible, stand on their own two feet. But, they're definitely, on the field, they're definitely a top-tier nation, that's for sure.
All right, let's have a chat about the game. Australia 34, Tonga 16, got out to an early lead, Australia, and you thought, this might be a little bit dangerous for Tonga. They lost out of Hingano as well, but what they did do is stay in the contest for a long period of time, Mick.
Oh, definitely, and then they built pressure. I guess the criticism or the question marks over the Tongan side was their ability to build pressure in their kicking game and seamless sort of platform that they could build off. And, you know, in the first half, there was a few errors kicked by them, but the second half, they were able to build that pressure. I think they had six repeat sets.
Yeah.
After Tyson Frizzell dropped that ball in the second half, the Kangaroos didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes. And that was a patience that we probably haven't seen from a lot of these Pacific Island sides. And that was showed a real growth, I guess, in the Tongan side.
Tedesco outstanding. It's a dream season for the Roosters, New South Wales, and Australian fullback. You can be very harsh about this, but Billy Slater leaves the game, and immediately you've got a guy like Tedesco who comes in and announces himself as clearly the number one.
Yeah, you look at all the guys that have moved on, all those veterans, and I guess the position that's been filled seamless. And this is not a shot at Billy Slater, who's an all-time great, is that it's just because how good James Tedesco has gone this year. You know, he won the Blues Player of the Series. He was instrumental in the Roosters finals run and finished the year with Man of the Match honours in just his second test. And he was outstanding. He's going to be the long-term fullback, obviously, for the Kangaroos. And it's a great position, the fullback one. There's a lot of depth there, but there's none better than James Tedesco.
All right, what's next for the Kangaroos? And this is interesting. Mal Meninga was talking after the game. It's really undecided. We think we know more, which is strange. We know more about what's happening internationally for Tonga than we do for Australia, which seems crazy, Mick.
It's madness. It's all up in the air at the moment. There was a proposal put to the Asia Pacific sides, nations on Thursday. Australia plays next year. But at this stage, it's just a proposal. The Kangaroos are keen to go to the Northern Hemisphere and pull Great Britain next year, but it looks like that will happen in 2020 heading into the 2021 World Cup. So it's definitely up in the air. But one thing we know, which is great, is that New Zealand are going to play Tonga during the State of Origin period next year. A game that should have happened this year will finally happen next year.
We understand that the Australians took a big pay cut to play this game. That may not be sustainable. What's a solution moving forward around player payments to make sure that these games take place?
I think, Jimmy, it may become the norm. I'm not sure. I know Mao's big on building the international game. And he, you know, whatever Mao wants, you know, from his players, they essentially do. They got $20,000 to play the Kiwis and $3,000 to play Tonga last night. So it's difficult. The hardest thing for international rugby league is that the NRL essentially funds it all. So without the NRL, there's no international rugby league. So the onus is then on the players to see how much of the pie they want. But the big thing is it was parity last night. So in terms of payment, and that's what we want to see going forward. If that means the Kangaroos get a little bit less and the other nations get a bit more, then I think that's the Australian players and Mal Meninga would support that.
Adahint Gano, we mentioned with the shoulder injury. Any update on that? And any other injuries, especially for those NRL clubs' leading players?
Yeah, obviously he dislocated the shoulder. He was able to go back in, but then it came back out again. So that's not a good sign for the Canberra Raiders playmaker. And the Kangaroos came through unscathed. I think it was back-to-back games of relatively injury-free, so which would be a boost for the clubs. Obviously, Andrew Fifita will get knee surgery at some stage this week. I think he put it off to play in that test match last night, which shows his commitment to international game. But he's been lingering with a knee injury for the better half of the year.
Yeah. Well, just incredible. Amazing full stop on the rugby league season of 2018. Mick, we appreciate your coverage over the last few weeks over in New Zealand and, of course, PNG before that. And, mate, have a good break. We'll see you back for 2019.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Michael Carayannis there, live from New Zealand following that historic test match. The Kangaroos 34, Tonga 16.